We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What happens when you put a career-focused woman with two kids trying to balance home and work life in a room with a microphone? Lots of laughter, tears, and great advice. Welcome to Two Kids and a Career. I've joked around in previous episodes about social media and the good and the bad, and I think we're going to have a whole episode of social media. It gets mingled into different episodes, but I bring social media up because my guest today, I want to talk about something that was put on social media, Michelle Kozitsky. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Yay! You have one of those last names. I'm like, oh no, but I got it right. I'm not saying it again though. Oh. And before I forget, speaking of social media, why don't you follow Two Kids in a Career on Instagram? It's at Two Kids in a Career. Just spell out T-W-O. Okay, now back to my guest. Michelle, you have a daughter.
I do.
How old is she?
She is 7.
Something happened recently with your daughter, and it prompted you to post it on Facebook. And I will say, at the time that you posted it on Facebook, we were friends on Facebook. We didn't really know each other a ton because we work together, but we don't have to work closely together. So I would see you in the halls and I would say hi and you would say hi back, but it was really just that kind of friendship. And then when I saw this post on Facebook, I immediately knew I needed to reach out to you. I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to be your friend. I needed to learn more. So can you tell me what happened to lead to that Facebook post?
It was Leia's first day of first grade. So it's kind of sad that now this is my memory of her first day of first grade. So it was a big day coming out of kindergarten, walking her into school. She was so excited. I had meetings with my boss that morning. So I was just dressed for work and walking her into school. And this mom turns around and looks at me and then looks at her daughter and goes, "Wow, Miss Vegas behind us." And then her daughter looked at her and said, "Wow, judgy." So at that moment, Leia looks at me because she heard the entire conversation because that's how close the woman was and asked me what judgy meant. And in that moment, I had two choices. I could have exploded, which is what I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
Or I could use this as a teaching moment, which is what I chose to do. And she asked me what judgy meant. So I just told her that judgy is when somebody judges you and forms an opinion about you without most times even knowing your name, without knowing your background, without knowing who you are as a person, and without even knowing your family, friends, anything, nothing about you. And Leia was like, "Wow, that's really mean." And the woman, I'm sure, heard this because I made sure that it was loud enough where she knew that it was a conversation that I was having. And I said, "Yes, it is. Yes, it is."
But what does it say about that woman's daughter?
Exactly. That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Yes. And kudos to her daughter. And I have found out who it was since then. And her daughter was in sixth grade.
Okay.
But I obviously have not said anything. I've just kind of let it go. And that morning, I had a meeting at 8:30 with my boss, and I kind of just sat in my car before I got out and just collected myself because I was upset with myself for even feeling the way that I was feeling and let her make me feel that way.
How can you not, though?
I know. So then I got out of the car and I told Karen, who is my boss, about it. And I said, "I really want to post something on social media right now. I'm like, I'm angry. I don't use social media as a platform for politics. I don't use it as a platform for any soapbox. But at that moment, I really wanted to say something." And she gave me really good advice. And she was like, "You know what? Wait, take the day. You may not want to post anything at the end of the day, but take the day to calm down, to think about it, and then decide if you do want to post something, then post something."
I can tell you one of my faults is not having patience. And
<Mine too. laughs>
in that moment, I would have probably wanted to lose my cool too. I think being a mom now,
you're protective.
Yeah, you're very protective. Yes. And you, especially, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, having a daughter, there's so much more that I want to teach her and not let her have the things. You keep hearing girls are so mean. Girls are so mean. And I get so worried about that. And I forget about that side because, and I've said this in other episodes too, what I keep focusing on is the self-image. I don't have great self-image of myself.
I think that's most women.
I definitely think it's most women, and especially our generation.
For sure.
So that's what I've been trying to focus on, is how do I break that cycle with my girls?
Mm-hmm.
Because self-image is, it could be very debilitating.
Absolutely.
And when I see women that are confident and walking around, mm-hmm. it makes me want to be that way. And I know it's not something I'm going to change overnight by any means. So yeah, going in all this crazy direction, that's what I've been focusing on and trying to think of, how am I going to teach my girls not to have self-image issues? But then there's this whole, the judgy thing.
And here's where I was confused just in the entire situation. Girls learn this. It's a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. It's not something that they just all of a sudden decide that they're going to be mean. The daughter called the mom out.
Right.
So it's like, where did she, at what point in her life, what happened that she was calling her mom out? So that for me was another kudos to that little girl.
Right.
First of
big
all.
Eye opener.
Absolutely. And I'm the type of person, my mom raised me, you're on a scale of 1 to 10, you're an 11 my entire life. So she raised me with be yourself, be kind, be nice to everybody, make a new friend, just, and don't let anybody tell you how you think you should be, because basically everyone else's opinion is none of your business.
Right. Okay. So you said you waited to talk to your boss. Karen said, just wait, see how you're feeling at the end of the day. The end of the day came, and we know that you posted something, but what was your mindset? What were you thinking?
I was thinking that it's a shame that as women, we can't lift each other up. Instead, we have to put each other down. And it resonates with our kids. So why not imagine what we could do as women if we just gave a compliment every day, or if we celebrated our successes, each other's successes, and be happy for people that are successful and not try to bring each other down. And that was the main reason why I posted it, was just because someday I want her to see that post and I want her to know that I made a better decision,
mm-hmm.
and that I was the bigger person in that situation.
You also did a post. This isn't as serious, but I felt like it was a learning moment for me too. I'm not going to get it all right, but something along the lines of, you had spilt coffee on your blouse and you wanted to change, but your daughter said something. Talk about that post.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So I spilled coffee and it was a dress and it was all over me. And we were running late. She had school and I was like, let me just go change my shirt real quick. And she was like, Mommy, why? It's just coffee. It doesn't matter what you look like. This is from a 7-year-old. And I looked at her and I'm like, it was like such a proud moment. She has no idea, because she just kind of spit it out. But it was something that, she's right. It is just coffee. I didn't care. So I left and I came to work with stained shirt and I wore it with pride.
And that makes me tear up. I mean, the other ones, it was serious. Like
right.
The judge, but that, just like you said, for your daughter, she's clearly learning that.
Yes.
From a great mama.
Thank you.
We all need to take a page out of your book and continue to teach our girls this. And it's interesting because you slowly start to learn that women, we dress for other women. And why is that? It's crazy.
I think when I turned 40, to be honest, is when I really took a turn in my life, because I did used to be that woman that cared.
Really?
I did. I don't care anymore. I really don't. I think when I turned 40, it was just like, I'm in a place in my life where I am who I am and I'm true to myself. And really at the end of the day, that's all I can be.
I do struggle with the, I care about what other people think, not like I used to. And I think it's in a way of, maybe I care about what other people think in regard to my intentions. I'm not really good sometimes with my words, and that's very ironic since we're doing a podcast, but meaning, do they know that I really tried hard? Do they know that if I screwed something up, it wasn't an intentional screw up, that I really tried?
And for women, we are our worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, did I try? But somebody looking at you might be like, wow, she looks really good today. Or wow, look at that great thing that she just did. You're beating yourself up. But on the outside, somebody's probably giving you quiet praise.
And we need to compliment each other more. I do
100%
agree with that. Just even a stranger, it doesn't matter. You say, I like your shirt. Because a compliment goes a long way.
A long way.
Last night, it was funny because Lou, she's will be 3 in September, but she was complimenting me and it just felt good. I know she doesn't really know, but it made me feel so good and proud of her. Yes. And if we got that from our friends and our strangers, how much better of a day would we all have?
How much better? I challenged Leia at the beginning of first grade to give 2 to 3 compliments a day or a week. And at the end of the school year this year, she goes, Mommy, I gave 5 on the last day of school because I'm not sure if I did as many as I wanted to during the school year. So I was making up for it. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh, I need to meet your daughter.
She's the best.
She's so sweet.
She is. She really, really is. I mean, I've had a couple of moms. First of all, the first grade moms are amazing that she goes to school with. So it's not everybody in that school that is as
because you mean do go to a smaller school.
She goes to a private school.
Okay.
It is smaller, but a lot of the moms in first grade, it's the same thing. Like they lift each other up. They're just good moms. But a couple of the moms, like one in particular, sat behind Leia in mass and sent me an inbox message on Facebook and was just like, you would have been so proud of her today. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's your daughter.
I know. And I was like, thank you for letting me know that. She's like, she was belting out the hymns.
Uh-huh.
She was so good. She had her legs crossed. Like, I was like, thank you. And you just, as a mom, you want to hear that kind of stuff.
We had parent-teacher conferences yesterday, and I know people are like, she's 2 and a half, but that's the importance of her school and why we chose where she and her sister go. And those parent-teacher conferences, when you hear about those things and you hear about the modeling, really, oh, she's doing that because we do that at home. Oh my gosh, that's great that you're doing that at home. And then as a parent, I mean, you want to be proud of your kids.
100%.
And I always say, I want you to be kind. Right now, I think maybe the word kind doesn't really resonate 100% with her, but what we say all the time are manners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is.
You.
Please and thank you all the time. What do you say? Please and thank you.
Yep.
And then teaching her to be kind and teaching her that she's beautiful.
Yes.
And those are what I want to do. And I don't think you can start too early.
I agree. One thing with, especially at home, even with my husband, there was a father-daughter dance. And every father-daughter dance, I make him go to the door and present her with a flower because I want her to know and open the door for her. Because I want her to know that that's how she should be treated growing up. And when she gets older, I want her to see that that's what how she should be treated. Not honking in the driveway.
Oh, yeah. Come on out.
Right.
I'm here. Get in the car.
Right.
I'm not one to do a lot of stuff on social media as far as, you know, different things like you talked about. But you made me rethink that a little bit.
What do you mean?
Meaning your example of what happened to you and your daughter. I typically...
People keep it quiet.
Right.
Yes.
Another reason why I'm doing this podcast.
Yeah.
We do keep it quiet, and we've got to talk about the real stuff. I'm still trying to work on that. Right now, this is the outlet. This podcast is that outlet. But I'm seeing these things on social media, which is prompting me to get you women in here to talk about these things because it's real life.
And it's happening every single day.
Exactly. Exactly what I was going to say. I have to know, though, do you see that mom often?
I have seen her probably two or three times since.
Has she said anything
to you? Not one word.
Does she look at you?
No.
That's a really interesting thing, too. I'm still baffled by what.
And I've had other moms ask me just who it is, and they've, you know, had guessed, but I didn't make that post to call her out.
It was a teachable
individually.
Moment. Right.
Absolutely. I did it just as awareness. Like, stop. As women, stop. Just be kind, be nicer, give a compliment. And then I've had, as soon as I posted that, I started getting text messages. Michelle, I saw you today. You looked beautiful. Michelle, you looked great. I wish I had your wardrobe. And it's just like...
That was, I think, the first time I ever interacted with you on Facebook. That's when I knew there was something that I needed to connect with you on. And it helped me.
Thank you.
It really did. So I know that it helped a lot of people. And that's when I approached you. I said, Michelle, I would like for you to be on an episode. We need to talk about the social media post. And you said, oh, Miss Vegas. I said, exactly. And that, how you said that was the first day of school. So that
was the first day of school. That is what I remember about her first day of school.
But on the flip side, I'm remembering that as a teachable moment as a mom. So I have to thank you for that as well.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up this episode, as a mom to a daughter, two daughters, what advice do you have for me? I mean, I know that your daughter she's only about 5 years older, but what advice do you have for me? What can I do to keep her from being judgy, from doing the things we don't want her to do?
I think that you just are honest and just teach kids to be kind. Another thing that I really try to tell Leia is, you know, when she gets left out, she, you know, some people are going to be mean to her. And that's okay.
That's life.
And that is life. You can't put them in a bubble. And then basically just let them know that that's okay. And it's going to happen their entire life. And that's okay. What only matters is how you feel about yourself. That is the only thing that matters. And that you're kind and you make good decisions. And if you do that, then you will be fine.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and if you're feeling really generous, write me a review. And don't forget to join me next week for a new episode of Two Kids and a Career.